Hi, I'm Ron Nicholson, and this is Learning English with the CBC for May 23rd, with stories that made news over the past week. Calgary City Council approved the first stage of the Green Line LRT. But instead of running from Calgary's far north to deep south, it will instead go from 16th Avenue North underground through the downtown, then emerging to head south to Shepherd Station near 126th Avenue Southeast. Some are critical of the line because it will not reach areas of the city where thousands of people live. Councillor Joe Magliocca notes council recently voted to rezone a golf course because it was thought that the LRT would be built next door. And he says it won't be there for more than a decade. But others say building this section of the LRT first will make future extensions of the line possible. The LRT line will cost $4.6 billion. Construction could start in 2020, with trains in operation in 2026. Peace officers in rural Alberta say they're seeing a worrying trend: excessive speeding on secondary highways and gravel roads. The Alberta Association of Community Peace Officers says more than 3,600 speeding tickets were given out in April. Fines ranged from $78 to $2,000, and some drivers were clocked going up to 90 kilometers an hour over the speed limit. The association's president, Terry Miller, says they've clocked drivers going 195 kilometers an hour on secondary highways. And she says one driver was caught going more than 200 kilometers an hour on a gravel road. Miller says officers are trying to educate the public about the dangers of extreme speeding in an effort to reduce fatalities. Calm has returned to computer networks around the world, but not before 300,000 computers in 150 countries were infected with so-called ransomware. A program called WannaCry caused cyber chaos for large companies, governments, and for hospitals as it locked computers and demanded a ransom or told users they would lose their files. WannaCry exploited a vulnerability in Microsoft operating systems. The company released a security patch in March for more recent versions of Windows. But those who didn't update, or those who were running older versions of Windows that are no longer actively supported, such as XP, were still vulnerable. Microsoft has since released patches for them. Technology experts agree malware attacks will continue, and they urge companies and individuals to back up their computers and update their antivirus and anti-malware software.